Baptist? That's German for "Are you ready?" I remember that distinctly because in between my junior and senior year in undergraduate, I spent the summer in Germany. I was a foreign language major. And I had the good fortune of being welcomed into several parishes and communities with the German province of the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales. I distinctly remember at the end of my trip, I stayed at St. Anne's Parish in Vienna, Austria. And I was invited by the pastor to get up and proclaim the scriptures as a lector. Just before Mass began, Brother Anthony came up to me and he said, "Ist du fertig? Are you ready?" And I answered, "I am. I'm so ready to do this." So I got up and I proclaimed the scriptures, and at the end of the liturgy, the pastor who was presiding introduced me and told the congregation who I was. And then after the Mass, many of the people came up to me and told me that they had no idea that I was an American, that I had done such a fine job reading the scriptures. Not even an accent. I was all proud of myself. I distinctly remember all the different aspects of that moment in my life, but the one thing that I can't remember is what I read. I tell that story today because I think being ready for something is a particular kind of state of being in this season of Advent. And most especially in this, the final week of Advent, when we prepare for Christmas. It's interesting because just like in the story that I told you, I was so ready to read those scriptures. I read through them, I practiced them out loud, I did everything I needed to do in order to do it well. But the irony is, I wasn't proclaiming the Word of God. I was just reading something in German to a bunch of Germans. I think in the season of Advent, we too can get a little caught up in the things that we need to do in order to prepare for Christmas. But are we really doing what we need to do in order to prepare for Emmanuel, God with us? The fact is, God has been with us for over 2,000 years. And in this, my 42nd Christmas, God has been with me in each and every one of those. But I have to ask myself, have I been with God in them? And I think that's why the church gives us this season of Advent, this season where we purposely do things differently. Because we need to heighten our awareness to the fact that God truly is with us. It's not something that's going to happen on Friday night into Saturday. It's something that happened a long time ago, and the tradition has been carried out through the apostles and through us. And hopefully will continue to be carried out through our children and our children's children. The importance of Advent and of Christmas is not so much commemorating, but heightening our awareness of the reality that God is with us, that the kingdom of God is now. In all of our preparation, and preparation is a really important thing, but in all of our preparation, we need to constantly be reminded of the reality that is so easy to overlook. It's easy to stand back and squint your eyes to see if you got all the lights right on the Christmas tree, and then to adjust them. It's easy to make a list and check it twice to see who needs a gift, and who's been naughty and who's been nice. difficult thing is to constantly be reminded of the presence of God, the reality of the presence of God in our lives. And most importantly, how do we take that presence of God and live it out? So in this, the final week of Advent, I ask you, this stupid